Yo, what's up? This is Jay Anderson from AverageBro.com. You listen to the Hip Hop Digest. The Hip Hop Digest. The Hip Hop Digest. The Hip Hop Digest.
Hey, yo, I want to play this next beat, but I want somebody to get this shit on tape. I'm going to play this next beat. I gave this shit to this nigga stole this shit from me. But at the end of the day, shit is still hard. Play that shit.
Fuck being on some chill shit. Being on some chill shit. Being on some chill shit. Being on some chill shit.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, tonight it's Ezo Grigio because somewhere there's a drink with my name on it waiting.
That's what's up. I got some non-alcoholic sangria I'm going to get into myself.
You know what?
What's that?
You sound like one of them people who eat turkey bacon. Just eat bacon, damn it. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
damn. I got some turkey bacon in the refrigerator right now. Here you go. But I do partake of the hog. I do partake of the hog. I am not going to lie about that one.
Mr. Pork.
Mr. York, I will eat that.
Mr. York eating that pork.
I will eat some ham and bacon, but I ain't eat no chitlins and no shit like that.
Just can't do it.
Okay.
The smell turns me off.
Okay, here we go again. A Hip Hop Digest Food Corner.
It happens.
No doubt. First time going to Hip Hop Digest, word on the street that Diddy dealt Drake a knuckle sandwich. According to an industry insider, they were at a club in Miami, DJ Khaled's birthday party. We the best. And Diddy rolled up on Drake and basically got into a slap boxing event, windmilling style.
You stole my beat, nigga, why?
Exactly. Apparently, Diddy gave this beat, a song that Drake eventually did called Zero to 100.
Boy Wonder.
By a producer, that was very say. How do you pronounce that shit?
Boy Wonder.
Boy Wonder. Well, Diddy was given the beat first. And then Diddy.
The mogul.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, no, I digress. The mogul was given the beat first and sent it to Drake for Drake to put a verse on it to send it back to the mogul. Well, Drake said, fuck all that.
He said, boy, one of this shit hot. I'm taking it.
Put a whole joint out. You know, release it on SoundCloud and shit. The mogul was upset about that. By the time they ran into each other at the Miami birthday party of DJ Khaled, We the Best, they got into a serious slap boxing event. And the first topic, well, not the first topic, but the first comment that I saw is, isn't Sean Combs well into his 40s? What is he doing at the club?
Oh, he's our age.
Kurt G, what is Diddy doing at the club? And why was he slap boxing a guy 20 years younger?
Diddy need to sit the fuck down. It's time to retire out the club, though, nigga. Stop that bullshit. You in there with your fucking kids. These could be your children in there.
They could be, exactly.
These 21-year-old niggas up in here, and you up in the club like you're still 96. Stop it. Stay the fuck up out the club, B. And then he in there wanting to box a nigga and got a fucking offensive line in front of him so you can't get back at him.
Well, that's true.
You actually want to do something to this nigga.
Now, according to the people who witnessed that, basically Diddy got all kinds of slaps and shots in on him. And by the time Drake tried to get up off the concrete, Diddy's security was fully enveloped.
That offensive line is standing in front of him.
Was fully enveloped, so he couldn't get back at him. You know what I'm saying? Talk about the Benjamins, baby. So, swerving.
Hey, I'm thinking three things. When Kurt is talking about offensive line or whoever, that was you or Kurt, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking Tom Brady. It's funny as hell. And then I'm thinking... two reasons why he's in the club, or one reason he's in the club, he got Ciroc to sell.
Ciroc going to sell whether he's there or not.
Yeah, I know, but for whatever reason, black people love that shit.
They do, right?
The third thing is, he is about our age, but damn, he must be keeping some Grecians or some men or whatever the hell
on
stock.
You know he is, B.
Oh, shit. Y'all don't tell no play for Mr. Gray. None of that, huh?
Yeah, that nigga is definitely got the Grecian formula popping off.
Wow.
He's got the blackest hair in America. This shit is straight black. And nigga's like, just for me.
Oh, God. Every gray hair, he's got somebody pulling it out with a pair of tweezers or something.
No play for Mr. Gray. Yo, no, really, seriously talk, though. I'm just wondering, you know, Coons, or the Mogul as he's known, you know, appreciably, he's not really even selling music as his business anymore, really. I mean, the Bad Boy label is folded. I mean, I don't know what he was getting together for this particular beat, and it's all right. It ain't that fucking hot. It's okay.
He just mad because Drake took the beat. The joint caught a little fire. And he like, damn, I could have been back out there again.
Really?
But Diddy, this shit wouldn't have been as hot with you on it, nigga.
But you know what, though? You know what? Drake has got to be the softest motherfucker in the game.
Oh, that's why Diddy slapbox with this nigga. Because he knew he had to be. He wouldn't roll up on a real nigga and try that shit.
Well, no. Well, first of all, the only Drake or a real nigga, it could have been Bumpy Knuckles. Diddy,
hell no.
No, Diddy.
Half his offensive line would have been like, nah, I ain't fucking with that.
Nah, but I'm just saying, I'm just using that as an example as where Diddy gonna get a shot in, and then the security is gonna envelop him like the president. You know, there's no retaliation. You know, and Drake is Charmin. Let's not act like, you know, he's a tough guy out there. Shit. You know what I mean?
Very dope boy.
Yeah, it is. Right, exactly.
The Lox addressed that. Remember that when they were talking about that?
You can't get to this nigga.
I quote, you can't get to this nigga because he got an entire police force surrounding him.
Right.
He was talking about throwing refrigerators out the window at this nigga.
Yeah, he was. So, I mean, it's your man Combs. I mean, you know, 40-year-old guy, well into his 40s, our age. No, late 40s.
Yeah. That nigga's our age, B.
You know what I mean? Late 40s. You know, slap boxing, you know, a 20-year-old guy who really, Drake is young enough, yo. He should have had your boy Coon sucking win.
As I said, offensive line, Tom Brady.
Son. That offensive line. No, I'm just thinking about this.
Yo, at my age, if I try to roll up on some of these cock diesel 20-year-olds, yo, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to need a respirator when it's done. That's just real talk. You know, it should be the same. But we know Drake is just Charmin. Like Kobe Bryant called his team, Charmin. That's your boy Drake. So, you know, any Drake fans want to vouch for him, go ahead if you want to.
No, he never said he was a gangster.
He don't got to be a gangster, though. When somebody like Combs roll up.
Steph Curry with the shot.
Curry G always on the lyrics. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Dr. Dre is top the Forbes highest paid musician list, bringing in a total of $620 million in 1 year. Actually, they say at Forbes that no other musician has made that amount of money in a 1 year gross. Not even Jackson, my nigga. I mean, Jackson's had some big years, probably 150, 200 million, but not 640 million. Obviously, due
that's
to
one
the
one deal.
Right. Obviously, due to the one deal, you know. Man, Doctor
Sale.
Yeah, from the sale.
Yeah.
You know, 640 mil after taxes.
He made 640.
So that's flush.
He's splitting with the devil. God dang.
So that's flush. Well, the devil probably
took another 640 home. For
yeah,
him.
Right. Probably got an equivalent or maybe some percentages more.
You see, they didn't list the devil on that.
Well, because he's calling them and saying
his money stays under the table.
Right. My money's blocked. You will not put my income out there. So, you know, but we know how Negroes like to floss. Swervin', would if you were around Dr. Dre right now, what advice would you give him? Not that he needs your advice, but if he was saying, damn, Swervin', I got all this money and shit I made, I don't have to do another thing. What advice would you give the good doctor as a part of the law firm, Carter Coombs and Young?
Damn, I mean, what do you tell someone in his position? What could you possibly tell him that he would actually pay attention to from anyone outside of a Warren Buffett or somebody like that?
Really? Kurt G, I'm going to ask you the same question. What advice would you give the good doctor?
Bring back the good Reverend Doctor's TV.
I don't know what the fuck. You wouldn't tell this nigga nothing. Like, say, he wouldn't listen to you anyway. He look at you like you're a fucking peasant.
Nah, I'm saying,
like, be gone.
This is just fantasy talk right here. And I'm going to answer the question because there is a right answer.
And I would just tell this right answer stop is, being scared.
Exactly.
You're already rich, nigga. Put music out. So what if it flops? Put music out that you feel that's hot.
Exactly.
Don't just try to copy and imitate what's going on right now.
There's no need for Dr. Dre to imitate DJ Mustard.
Ooh.
No, I'm just saying. And he's scared. At this point, with 640 after tax.
Plus the money he already
plus the money he already had. Even if his album come out and it's just totally a gas.
Nigga, Hammer couldn't spend all the money he got.
You know what I mean?
Maybe he just is done with music, B. Maybe he has no intention of ever doing it again.
He's not done, and he probably has, next to Prince, probably the best unreleased catalog of music, period. Only Prince probably has unreleased music that's on the level of excellence. I mean, Prince has whole records with him and Miles Davis, unreleased. And I know Dr. Dre probably the same thing. Just ridiculous beats, only because of the landscape. Either you sounding like Mike Will or you sounding like Mustard these days. You know what I mean? And Dre, again, with all that money, is like, damn, if I come out, my reputation is besmirched because I can't sell music.
At the money level he's got, fuck that reputation.
Well, I guess money,
put that shit out there.
His reputation does matter, though.
It matters to him. Fun. It matters to him so much that he wouldn't put out the music unless it's going to sell. And nobody's selling right now.
Hey, nobody's selling.
So stop even being, like saying, don't be scared. Fuck it. Put it out there.
Indeed. No doubt. Carter Coombs and Young Law Firm doing quite well for themselves.
There you are. And better start slapboxing, though.
Yeah, indeed. And there's a couple of people in the Hip Hop Digest community vouching for Jackson to be added to the law firm. I know that Kurt G's against it, and Swervin's against it as well.
Indeed. Yeah, yeah, B. This nigga, he can't get along well with others, son.
Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Beanie Siegel.
I guess neither can Diddy, huh?
Huh?
I said, I guess neither can Diddy.
Well,
he can't get along well with others either.
Well, Beanie Siegel, this is an update from last week. It's still in critical condition. As details emerge, Beanie Siegel's in critical but stable condition, as they say. But it's crazy because he's still on a ventilator. And when you got a tube down your throat and you can't breathe on your own, ain't nothing stable about it.
You ain't never out the woods.
You know what I mean? And he's unable to speak. But all that being said, apparently the police are saying Beans had nothing to do with any drugs or any altercation. Just wrong place, wrong time. His 22-year-old brother-in-law at this time is not a suspect in the shooting. But he's not cooperating with police. He has a history of drug possession, gun possession, long rap sheet. I believe, if you read between the lines, they're suspecting Bean's brother-in-law shot him. They're not saying that, allegedly. So this is not a news broadcast. I'll not get sued for that. But they're saying, possibly, you know, is that that could be a situation where Beans, you know, just was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Maybe.
And then I owe him an apology because I thought this nigga was out there being a hothead.
Yeah.
As per his reputation.
That's true.
And got into some shit, but wrong place, wrong time.
So we certainly wish Beans a speedy recovery. You know, it's tough. I mean, this is crazy.
That respirator thing, yo. He on a ventilation, got the tube.
Yeah, yeah,
yo,
it's crazy.
That's crazy, yo. You ain't never stable, like you said.
Right.
Because Tupac was stable at one point with tubes down him and didn't make it.
Right. So, indeed. Next topic, quickly on Hip Hop Digest. This is real quick. So, and this is for you, Swervin. Cam'ron will call it quits after his next album, Purple Haze 2. And I would have a chorus of crickets playing right now. But why would Cam even utter a ridiculous statement like that? And it's especially for you, Swervin.
Cameron Giles.
Yeah, no, I am. I don't like that record, but I am a Cam fan.
Exactly. I know you got a soft spot for Cam.
And I wouldn't, I mean, just because of his witty New York style, yo. It was just his alone. And I wish that this album is a great, I hope it's a great album.
No, it's not good. I'm gonna go out on a limb and tell you that the Cam album won't be good because there's some facts out there that need to be understood. Okay, it's not like he's gonna call up, you know, Diamond D You know, it's not gonna look like he's gonna call up any of the guys. Lord Finesse, he's gonna stay in Harlem. Even stay in Harlem. Now he's calling them guys. No, forget about it. For those type of beats, he's gonna have his young cousin on Pro Tools.
Apple Juice.
You know what I mean? Is that what that is? Is that what that is?
Come on, man.
Come on. Yeah, exactly. Apple juice, applesauce, baked apple pie. I don't care who. They're pushing buttons. You know, trap. He's going to be over a semi-trap. It's not a matter of fact. It don't even go back to the. He'd be better off just doing Dipset style of beats at the height. You know what I mean? But you're not going to hear that.
I hope he proves y'all wrong.
Oh, if he does, I'll be the first to, you know, apologize. Just like Kurt G did, you know, and apologize, folks.
No doubt.
So, you know, crickets to Cameron, retirement really doesn't mean anything.
No, because he retired this week.
It never meant anything.
I know, no matter.
Too short.
J to the Z.
J, E40. I mean, I don't care. Let's just go ahead and name it. You know what I mean? Right. Get the retirement party going. Exactly. Kurt G, you said earlier on the show that nobody's selling.
Right.
Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is the Dick Ride Blog's pivot to J. Cole. Because they say J. Cole makes a case for hip hop's A-list for the following reason: a strong first week sale. At first glance, people were saying, oh, the reason why J. Cole sold all these records because the following artists didn't have anything out at this time. Jay, Kanye, Kendrick, Weezy, Drake, they didn't have records out. So it was an easy victory.
So that's just disrespectful to everybody else, right?
Okay.
So you're saying that the only niggas is going to sell is these niggas that you just named.
Exactly. So they're saying that he had an easy victory. But if you look at the numbers, there's a tighter window to look out. He's predicted to sell J. Cole on his new album. What is the name of that joint? 2014 Forest Hill Drive, if you're interested in buying it. He's predicted to sell
his address.
250,000 to 270,000 copies first week.
Total? Or that's first week.
That's first week.
Wow.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's very ambitious.
And so if you and it took me a minute, but I went and found some numbers from his, let's just say, not competition, but from his peer group. Schoolboy Q, 139K. Kid Cudi, 95K. The first week.
Okay.
Wiz Khalifa, 90K. Big Crit, 44K. Freddie Gibbs, 9,500. Okay. And then when you stack against some bigger names, Eminem, 145K. 50 Cent, 47K. Common, 24K. J. Cole is shining.
At 250, that's very ambitious for first week.
At 250.
But he's on the circuit, you know. He's all on the Lenos and all that.
He's part of the machine. He's down with Mr. Corporate.
Yeah, he's down with the corporate. But if you really want to look at that, the most telling number may be is that your boy Ross, Mastermind, did 179K, and Hood Billionaire did 65K. Your man J. Cole, between 250 and 270, is saying, shut the flock up. I got this.
Don't trip over the front door.
But we will see, because, again, that's projected.
It's just projected, right. What I want to get down to when you're talking about J. Cole is that J. Cole is a college graduate. Not exactly. Now, he does have some young boy tendencies, because he's a young guy. You know, he's appealing to his age group. But he is a college graduate, and not exactly ignorant rap.
No, I like Cole.
Not exactly ignorant rap.
Right. He never was an ignorant dude. I've actually just recently heard some stuff, you know, from way back, and I was like, wow. I'm surprised I didn't catch on earlier, but... Yeah, he's not your typical trap, drill, southern, or whatever type rapper. So.
Yeah, not that ignorant.
He's out that North Cackalacky.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So, I mean, we discussed on this show how ignorance is at an all-time high Is there a sea change due to the politics of the nation going on? People are reaching for something with more depth lyric?
Momentarily.
Momentarily. You think there's a momentary pause in the ignorance?
Yeah, maybe a momentary pause.
Pause in ignorance?
Not a pause in ignorance. The ignorance is going to continue.
Oh, okay.
It's just not going to shine as heavy as this momentary lapse in judgment, should I say.
Well, I mean, shout to J. Cole. I mean, 250, even if he's at 235, when cats is barely
what did you say Eminem sold?
145K first week.
So he's going, okay, well, I'm sitting Eminem's at the bar at 145. So I figure maybe between one.
Well, no, Ross is actually was at the bar where a Mastermind was 179. Mm. So that's your man, the boss, was actually at the bar.
I'm talking about this year.
I'm just looking at this year's opening numbers.
Okay.
This is this year's opening numbers.
Okay, so the boss got the level. 179. I'm still giving him between 150 and maybe 150 and 2.
I think he's going to come in bigger than that, B. I think he's coming in bigger than that. I think that J. Cole.
A lot of albums over there.
Look, let me tell you something. The fact that the Dick Ride blogs pivoted to Cole, okay? They pivoted. They did a quick pivot to Cole. Okay, and this ain't ignorant rap. And numbers mean everything to Young Boy blogs. And it hurts when Migos come out at 35K. It hurts.
Well, didn't you last week say about digital plays, 10 digital plays is an album sale or something crazy?
That's true. With this new shit.
Right, you're right.
You know what? I'll revise that. With this new shit, Cole might do fucking 300.
So there you go. So, and actually, I'm glad that you said that because you got to remember this is now under the new accounting. The new accounting.
Yep.
The new pyramid scheme.
Yeah, I will revise.
Yeah, this may not be actually 250 physical copies.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking physical. They're right. He probably does do that.
Yeah, this is a combination of streams and per single downloads. Like I said, 10 digital downloads equal one album sale.
Well, there you go.
And there you just answered the question. Nigga might fuck around and do 500 the first week.
So, you know, never let it be so, you know, they're selling numbers, but you got to always remember it's the new pyramid accounting scheme and shit.
I ain't got no type.
It's like Bear Stearns out this bitch, yo. Next topic. Swervin, you said it earlier. J. Cole on Letterman did the Mike Brown tribute. Didn't do any cuts off the album, but instead did the Mike Brown tribute record, Be Free, live on national television. Is there a momentary pause again, I say, in ignorance? Because that Mike Brown tribute is a pretty good song. It's a damn good song.
He's on
Letterman.
Did they know what song he was going to do? They're probably thinking he's going to do.
Nah, Letterman actually was like, come back at any time. That was incredible after the thing was over with.
But you got to ask yourself, how many young people watch David Letterman?
Not many, but that he's got young people already locked. He's now going to Letterman to expand the possible audience. Fuck the young boys on that. He already got them. You know what I mean? So, again, I ask you, he's on the circuit. You know, is he still with the mogul management? I guess he is. Not mogul.
The corporate.
Yeah.
Ain't he on the label? I thought he's on the label, period.
He is. I would assume he is. But
he's on Rock Nation.
So he's got the backing of all the major
he's
players.
He's got the machine fully behind him.
He's got the machine fully behind him. I tell you what. Cole, at his levels, no matter the pyramid scheme, folks down there talking about ignorant rap at Cash Money nervous. When do you hold on to a Lil Wayne album? When do you hold on to that, G? And Nicki Minaj, a million delays. What are you delaying?
Because now he getting scared down there.
You heard me?
Man, he's getting scared. The numbers
ain't open the door for Jay Elect.
It could. If the corporate ever lets it go, he might.
Somebody needed somebody. I'm gonna call up Beyonce's sister and tell him to give him a swift kick. Tell him to put it out there. But in any case, yo, I'm just saying, when you hold on, you got two major artists there, and there's a lot of delays, a lot of holding on, and now you got a bar. Now you got the biggest bar of the year. Wayne, can he do better than 250? I doubt it.
With these new numbers, he can.
Right.
But these are numbers. These are actually, to be honest with you, these may be better numbers because this is something that baby and them can't manipulate. You know how they be buying 500,000. They'll buy 500,000 units themselves.
Well, they can manipulate this shit.
You think?
Easily.
Sit in a room and click a fucking computer, B? Nigga, they can get a whole bunch of weed handlers to fucking just start clicking. Get their phones out and start clicking. Nigga, yep. You got 5 hours. I want you to just click every fucking time. Click.
Every
click,
minute, click, huh? Click, so, click. So baby and them niggas is going to hire like 5,000, you know, weed carriers and janitors. Yes. Get your phone out, nigga. I'm gonna pay you $1 per click.
Just click.
I'll do it. You know I will.
Right.
Oh shit. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Speaking of ignorant, Trick threatens to keep J. Cole out of Detroit. This show, by the way, is job dedicated to J. Cole only because of the Mike Brown tribute record. It's such a good record.
But I just read that was bull, though.
Well, basically,
pulled that back, right?
Well, the only reason why I bring that up, A number one, is we're talking about ignorant and how Trick continues to be ignorant and how he totally missed the point because Eminem's name was thrown into a bunch of lyrics about history repeats itself. It's the same way with these rappers bite each other's flows. The same that Elvis did with rock and roll, Justin Timberlake, Eminem, and then Macklemore. You know, that type of lyric. He missed the bigger picture talking about, what you talking about Eminem for?
Can't mention nobody in Detroit. We might be on the no-fly zone. I'm about to say,
you ain't got no plans.
We talked about Dage Loaf, nigga. We might not be able to go there.
Who's whack, by the way. But that being said, he missed the total point, which is going to merge right into the next topic. He missed the battle lines for black music and its history. Trick, who missed talking about no fly zones on that same ignorant shit, that jail shit. Don't come on C-Block, boy. That jail shit, nut shit.
Damn, you ain't never going to Detroit.
Nah, you know.
Ain't none of y'all niggas come to Detroit until y'all start signing some of these Detroit artists down here.
You know what I mean? So with that being said, again, the battle lines for black music and its history, African-American music, black music, if you will, doesn't have a compass right now, or actually has a compass, but there's a battle which Trick totally missed. Now, let's look at our history. Okay, Elvis was mentioned. Elvis v. Big Mama Thornton. We just listened to that record, wasn't we, G?
Yes, we did. Hound Dog.
The original Hound Dog, Big Mama Thornton. Little Richard and others would say rock and roll theft from the likes of Colonel Tom Parker. Would they be right on that, Swerving?
Of course they would. Of course.
So did we give rock and roll away? Or did Elvis and Colonel Tom Parker and a lot of other folks take it?
The machine took it.
It took it and made it popular.
Yep.
Can we examine that? So you got black folks who clearly are doing what they do in the late 40s, early 50s on the terms of rock and roll. You got white guys who really is digging that. You're really digging it. But it's race music at the time. Blacks are putting
records on the album covers.
Right. Blacks are putting records out. You know what I mean? But it's race music at the time. Now, Elvis Presley shows up on the covers with his face and the whole machine behind it. So what you're saying is white folks or a different culture, if you will, took it. Rock and roll.
Yes.
What about merging to the 60s when Barry Gordy, Motown, is running the whole shit? Just legitimate black music. The Jimi Hendrix getting booed off the stage at the Apollo.
B.
Did Eric Clapton take it or did he steal it?
the brainwashing has always been in full effect.
Well, I'm just getting right down to the nitty gritty. What I wanted to do was just doing a cursory history lesson to get right down to it. Now, I know we've had disagreements on this show about who sings what well. And Swerman, I must say your opinions have been pretty harsh on a lot of white folk singing traditional R&B music.
Well, if you're talking about that dude...
I'm talking about, no, Swerve, I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about Lake.
Nope, because I'm never
talking about.
Bad,
nope, I'm talking about a
about Tina Marie.
I'm talking about Lake.
I'm talking about white chocolate. White chocolate.
Tina Marie?
I'm never going to take that from her.
Okay.
But you got people like, what is this dude's name who's begging for his wife back? What is his name?
Oh, Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke. When you got clowns like that, I'm hitting that every time.
Okay, but you hitting it. But what I want to do is try to get to the truth about the battle lines, okay? And I'm talking about all of them. Again, Adele, you know, Thicke, Lake. I'm talking about all of them.
I ain't messing with them.
Kurt G. Boy, Sam Smith.
Who's the punk boy now? Yeah, damn.
It's Kurt G's boy, Sam Smith.
Got the bus at full tilt.
Right? Hell yeah, B. He's still on the bus, B.
Damn.
So, I'm talking about the battle lines. Now, we've discussed this on this show on several occasions but can you get Chris Brown and the rest of them clowns to really get soulful? Because they over Mike Will beats anyway.
You can't do it.
So now, is Lake and Thicke and them taking it? Are they stealing it?
I say that they sat it on the side of the road and left it there. That's what they did with R&B. That's what happened to a commercial R&B, is it was left on the side of the road and niggas just kept on driving. And they came and picked it up like a hitchhiker. Hey, you need a ride, buddy?
Well,
come with me.
I'm going to agree with Swervin. I think it's a little bit of both, because I believe that those who may still do traditional R&B, shout out to King, three beautiful
Arrow,
sisters from
like
Los Angeles, California. I put a million
is very nice.
I put $1 million on King.
Damn, okay. You be throwing around $1 million like it ain't nothing.
You talking about some million, man. Can I hold something? Damn.
I just need about 45 grand right now.
But
nigga,
what I'm saying is that and I'm just using Adele as an example. She's going to get a full court press, full package, full jump off. And these three sisters from LA who can get it done fully, you know, not so much. So that's my offering of taking. Okay, we know we could put her out there and sell. King might not sell.
Well, we're talking about the difference is commercial, and King is not commercial.
King is putting out R&B, though.
Yeah, they're putting out R&B.
Real 100% black music.
Yes.
Everything else seems like there may be a little bit of facsimile thereof.
See, but you know what, B?
Or a blendage.
Keep in mind that the we're talking commercial. There is always going to be
because you
African-Americans making soulful R&B music.
Of course.
Okay, that's true. So you want to, I'm speculating the glory years, you know, maybe the late 60s all the way up to, you know, hell, the mid to late 80s, the glory years.
Shit, all through the
90s. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, all through the 90s when.
Babyface and them niggas was writing a lot of hits for Boyz II Men.
And Boyz II Men and them selling crazy units. Earth, Wind & Fire selling crazy units. New Edition selling crazy units. I mean, we can name black music and black music musicians from here to the cows come home. Okay? In today's society, maybe people were saying, that's the problem with you old niggas. Trying to hold on to race music. Justin Timberlake sing just as good as Eddie Kendricks.
Well, and we could say, y'all niggas need to stop embracing this commercial quick frying a pan shit. Them thin pork chops.
That's true. That's true.
Get off that.
That's thin pork chops, huh?
Thin joints.
The onions is thicker than the damn steak.
Hip Hop Digest Culinary Corner. So, you know, I mean, I just wanted to put that out there as a topic of conversation, because it's really been on my mind just in the fact that where we are in the state of music, and J. Cole really put it, and shout out to J. Cole, he put that thought into my mind, and Babylon's black music, where are we, and are we certainly putting a target on, whether if it's Robin Thicke and them or anybody else? I mean, is that, you know, I mean, what are we doing with that?
I'm targeting so the referee can get the flag ready.
You're targeting?
I'm targeting.
You're
targeting?
You're leading with the helmet.
I'm leading with the helmet.
Okay, and so when you're targeting, are you going up to Chris Brown or Trey Songz? What is that shit you was playing the other night, nigga?
Damn right I am.
And that garbage that they put now?
Oh, you're talking about
that.
Yes,
I am targeting them as well.
What's the name of that shit? Oh,
these hoes ain't loyal.
Yeah, these hoes. B, no, I'm just saying, hold up, B. You guys.
I was just telling this nigga that is a major joint in the clubs.
Okay.
That shit gets fucking hammered.
Look at the lyrics, my nigga. These hoes ain't loyal.
And it's plenty of women on the floor dancing.
Oh.
You already know that.
And they ain't giving a damn that, you know, that he ain't talking about us. He ain't talking about me.
Right.
He talking about hoes. I'm not a hoe. But this beat is banging.
Yep.
And when your boy got that suit and tie jump off, and you in the corner gritting.
I ain't mad at you talking about Timberlake?
Yeah.
I ain't mad at Timberlake.
Okay.
Nope. I am not mad at Timberlake. I give him credit for doing what he's doing. He ain't trying to be nothing but him, so I ain't mad at that.
Sounding better than Eddie Kendricks.
But that other dude, no. And I ain't going to say, well, you know I'm not Eddie Kendricks fan.
I'm just using it as an example of this is what we're getting down to is the people that set a very high bar are soon going to be eclipsed by less talented guys. I'm not mad at Timberlake. I'm not really mad. I'm just saying, you know, you really gonna, is this what we're really getting down to?
Timberlake is talented though.
Yep.
He's Michael Jackson light.
Her. Oh,
no,
B. Now you got Kurt G on the edge of his seat right now.
But Curtis said that.
Yes.
He said that Timberlake is making the kind of music that Michael Jackson would make. And I was not really trying to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. He is over those type of beats.
But
and
the
that
problem
type of style.
Is your boy Usher won't make that thorough shit.
Nah, because Usher be trying to be awesome. That, what do you call that? That Euro shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Euro/trap.
That Sam Smith shit.
Right.
Every now and then he'll give you a good kisser.
Yeah.
I do like that one. So.
And that grew on me, but yeah, not at first.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, yo, what do you got left over for your Twitter or Facebook entries there, Swervin?
My God, B, I know I fucking actually turned that shit off for a minute. I just had to disconnect.
Had to check out?
I'm just saying, Miss Houston Socialite.
She blowing up the spot.
Manifesto on your ass.
Damn, you got the bus ready?
She the manifesto?
Oh, my God. Let me just check out.
Who did a manifesto on me?
On you. Okay. Because you last week said something about one of them ASAPs or whatever. One of them niggas sounded like they from Houston.
Oh
my God.
She got offended
just
with that.
Go on Twitter and.
Oh, so she got offended by that.
Read. Whatever.
I guess you'll talk about it next week, huh?
Maybe. Yeah, I have to get the facts on it.
Manifesto.
He's not from Houston.
Got Mr. Merv in on it.
But he rapped a lot.
What's up, Mr. Merv?
She pulled him in talking about how it was like when you or we were calling Drake Mr. Canada and the feelings evoked from that and all
so,
that.
So it came from that geographical confusion topic.
Yeah, ASAP.
Exactly.
Is not
yeah. But I said it. I said you going to catch the ire of Miss Socialite, and you did.
Drip, not know what I'm talking about.
What was that Biggie line? You said, not from Houston, but I rap a lot.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up. I got you, no doubt.
Was repping her city, B, for real.
Kurt G, you got your shit together?
Yeah, you might as well run with me right over the bus. What? I got no albums.
Oh,
I didn't write them down this week.
Kirk G, there will be albums of the week. Yeah, just posted.
There will be albums posted.
But he's just not announcing them.
Yes, I didn't write them down.
So no doubt about
it. I was too busy getting ready for this party and fucked
indeed. So, no doubt. So with that being said, that's it for the Hip Hop Digest. I guess we'll see y'all next week.
Peace out to all the listeners. Make sure you goddamn send a link to somebody that need to hear something about hip hop, please.
Send a link. We're gone.
Peace. A friend to tell a friend. One.
Bring you into the world real quick. So it's like, first time you pick a record, Jeff sample the record, chop it up and all that. I'm pacing back and forth, I'm zoned. And it went like this. Hello, Dame Jordan, I am that new fellow. I'm feeling your few fellows will probably disagree, but I'm here. I don't need none of you to approve, fella. It's a world out there, so I be on the move, fella. Hello, Dame Jordan, I am that new fellow. I'm feeling your few fellows will probably disagree, but I'm here. I don't need none of you to approve, fella. It's a world out there, so truth. I be on the back move, back when my fella. Fear was blowing it off, I foresaw where I am now. Everything I was and I am now. I promised myself to be more honest, and that's what I've been now. Not that I wasn't before. But this time around, it's gonna be changes in the way that it sound. I put more emphasis on putting my emotion inside of these sentences. I ain't got time to toy with who's better than who until I'm financially stable, and I'm far from it too. Baby boy just came in this world and he'll be walking soon. So how I look as a father trying to encourage him, but basing all of the moves that I make off of the things that you do. I see a whole lot of AIs. Niggas got fancy crossovers and make the layoffs. But when it come to championships, how many people you made fall is forgotten like it never existed. And you still hype with your nine dribbling ass that took the shot but then missed it. I'm not motivated by competition. I'm motivated by Mac Millers and Mac Lamores that fuck up the system. These labels used to be able to keep us in prison. Now as artists, we got a way to stay away from they prism. Keep your circle tighter than Steve Urkel suspenders. Never listen or be offended by an opinion, cause many people have biased opinions. I know the facts. I'm surrounded by codes, freeloaders that'll tell you to give them things as if you owe them that. I apologize in advance. I take my time on anything I crack with my hands. I'm passionate and I ain't hustling, I ain't selling it out the back of a van. I don't rush my hour, that's how all of the traffic gets jammed. So when I fade, don't even ask where I been. Dame Jordan spending summers in studios like Mike Jordan in gyms, cause I know my role is gonna be just as important as his, whenever that is. Dame Jordan, I am that new fellow. I'm feeling your few fellows will probably disagree, but I'm here. I don't need none of you to approve, fella. It's a world out there, so I be on the move, fella. Hello, Dame Jordan, I am that new fellow. I'm feeling your few fellows will probably disagree, but I'm here. I don't need none of you to approve, fella. It's a world out there, so I be on the move, fella. It's like DJA are the initials of my name. I used to go by Dosage, but I recently made a change. The outfit I decided to put on got a lot of stains. When I high tide, I'ma bring more than a lot of waves with a tie-dye tee on. I ain't even giving niggas high fives. Be gone. Beard bugging niggas, I am not the one to sleep on. I'm playing dirty like I'm dancing with Diana, and I am about to do the game dirtier than Bastard. Nappy hair in my stash stick. I'm working on an album with Jeff, and it's a classic. Who am I to call it that, knowing the way you all act? I'm just not looking for nobody's approval at all, in fact. Let's not even call it a classic. It's more like an ancient artifact. Silly rabbit, you in a rush to get captured. I'd rather be the tortoise and finish first and faster, followed by laughter. I'm working on my craft like Basquiat for a chariot to get pulled in instead of scuffing up my Adidas. And I don't even wear those, but if I was the cop, everybody would that mean follow behind.
Drivers, pull over. Step to the rear of the vehicle. Place your hands on the trunk.
Thank you. It's never been hard to pull abroad. It's that dude who had your mother gassed, and I ain't talk about the boulevard. Made it through hell and kept the essence of what I do intact. So the lies I do tell be truer than your facts. Know why? Cause I know it's all in that. Making like four more albums, then I'm falling back. So then you never see your bros ain't slack. I made a pact with promoters that the show stay packed. Moving merchandise, y'all quiet as church mice. Get the gas face like searching Pete Nice. I got a buck like send me your rice. Roll your deuce and give me them dice. Gambling like going up in a smut without the lambskin. Definite chance that you might get burnt. But some cats are so thirsty that that's not a deterrent. They just get turned, cause they like to say catching the fades. With a chick so bad, you say you wanna catch the AIDS from her. I laugh at how so many people lives are spent. Gotta throw a slumber party for the 85%. And the stuff I'm shedding light on is vintage, timeless. You went through life sleep, they should bury y'all in pajamas. Die from a pillow fight, crushed by the featherweight. I pin out that loop, these rappers got together late. I'm out in Sydney, sipping kidneys of a RC slut. Fuck your posse cut, I make a living with my vocab. Not trying to be driving no cab. Rap for free with all you local, got no brother, no collab. Go ahead, throw your vocal jab, local center jabs. I don't care, I'm stacking bread like vocals in the lab. And I don't even do doubles, my hoes too supple. Unlike yours, granny with a bubble, tranny with the stubble. You clowns will never make it like we made it. All of the bodies in my essays getting cremated. Trial and error since the silent terror. Into the knockout game, straight out the wild and error. A lot of cats operate on that shite tip, but not even essential do I slip. And I ain't gotta wait to see the price dip. Got money in my pocket like Sonny Crockett, a Miami Vice grip. And the only tubs I fuck with is hot ones. No homo like a jacuzzi, cop snub, shotguns and Uzis. Gotta feel safe in the mansion dig, especially when they come through for your man shindig. That's the after party to the award show where they just saw me went big. Had them thinking it's rigged. Band leader with his hand on the heater. Fuck around and might buck while I'm trying to conduct. Smell that gun smoke cologne like Bartolo as I motion to a member of the group to start the solo.
If I could buy time, I would buy a million shares. Rewinded to have all the lives of the children spared. Brought up, caught up in frivolous beef. Living in grief, too many grave type visits with reefs. I could predict the future. He gonna be a loser. She gonna be a booster. He gonna be a shooter. Click up to end up becoming a gang. Home invasions, kicking the door, coming and bang. She in love with the leader, who's loving the beater. Scraped up knees, bleeding blood by the leaders. The loser feels bad, so he tries to show sympathy. His dad used to beat him so he can show empathy. Spoken to her, he was closest to her. Brother and sister, so he approached the shooter. Fist throwing punches, she pulled out the Ruger. Poor aim left them both dead by the sewer.
Yeah, no. If I could buy time, I would save the lives of others to define mine. And give a chance to all my brothers who devise crimes to design shrines. Let me rewind, son, it's all in the mind. If I could buy time, I would save the lives of others to define mine. And give a chance to all my brothers who devise crimes to design shrines. Let me rewind, son, it's all in the mind. Word.
If I could buy time, I would buy a million shares. Rewinded to have all the lives of the children spared. Brought up, caught up in a world full of madness. Can't kick habits, rifles automatic. I can predict the future, baseball player. Signs to an agent to get him in the majors. Link up, number one pick in the draft. He was quick running bases, not quick with his math. The only one represented, he grew to resent it. Made a lot of cash, but never asked the percentage. Contract had flaws, plus incentives and bonuses. For his RBIs, even how high his home runs is. Signed his life away, lost the right to own it his. Never read a word on the verge of homelessness. Major league is a route to escape the streets, but unaware of the paper thieves, you know?
If I could buy time, I would save the lives of others to define mine. And give a chance to all my brothers who devise crimes
to designs, rhymes. Let me rewind, son, it's all in the mind. Yeah. If I could buy time, I would save the lives of others to define mine and give a chance to all my brothers who devise crimes to design shrines. Let me rewind, son, it's all in the mind. I can see the future through my lens, cruising in the bands, I'm looting for ends. Computer wears a ruthless shooter for trends, and you with the pens, your outcomes get shrouded with doubts when that route runs forever. You better weather the weather when the drought comes. I can spit the truth to a savage with a transducer that'll have his attitude brand new like Grand Hoover. So like the reef, take a listen and chief. Legit business decisions are a victim witnessing grief. We pay debts, but all the good things remain edge. Today's stats become tomorrow's footprints, so stay blessed. High stakes bets, we grab the medal and ride. Dead or alive for those that settled in the scheduled divide. Yo, we in love with the reaper. Better blemish the slugs through a heater. Project the image of thugs through a speaker. We puff reefer and try tipping the scales in hell, but the minute isn't for sale. So what the fuck, son? If I could buy time, I would save the lives of others to define mine and give a chance to all my brothers who devise crimes to design shrines. Let me rewind, son, it's all in the mind. If I could buy time, I would save the lives of others to define mine and give a chance to all my brothers who devise crimes to design shrines. Let me rewind, son, it's all in the mind. Word.
Your doom. They told you niggas the sky's the limit, then they turn around and tell you that it's footprints on the moon. You rise to fame and die so they can say that you barely won, and they keep your masters. Your kids become bastards having to ask executives for their daddy records, sounding like Blind Melon Jelly, son. Look in my eyes, you can tell I'm violent. I might go diving inside a fine female on the male dives island. I vowed to never fail my phonics until I'm real iconic, and you can throw me in a cell, I got it. I go to jail by 8, go old well, then post bail by 9-ish. I treat that bitch like it's a hotel, check in it, then check out it. Then tell my niggas let the rest doubt it. These rap niggas bugged out like divas, they drugged out, thugged out receivers. I meet them at they stash place, heat them, then tell them they better drag race the fuck away from me or get they mug shot like Bieber. I catch him at the bus stop while he reading his 4-5 up. Give him the same holler Lux got. I represent the must-haves and whatnots. Niggas that used to cut class to touch cash and buckshot.
Buck you should know.
You don't really want nothing.
You should know.
Talk a bunch of shit, motherfucker. Stop fronting.
You should know.
So what you saying, yo?
Keep playing, y'all niggas will burn.
You should know.
Fuck the whole world.
Yup.
Freedom of jail clips inserted. A baby's being born. Same time a man is murdered. The beginning and end. You on the block playing killer with your knife. Without a gun, you an option. Be cut out for the game or they gon' play rock, paper, scissor with your life. I'm usually more spiritual at night, cause murder's in the air, more like a Pippin Nike. Whipping white, the white American kryptonite. Living the scripted life. A different chick, a different type. Whoever fixing chicken rice, I'll spend the night. In the morning, go home to my wife. Before she try and sell my shit, 99% sure that she gon' try and smell my dick. Thirsty niggas is praying to hell I slip. The baddest bitches, the last bitches you would've ever imagined would've had chlamydia. Getting dragged to cities, city after city. Niggas paying cash for the love of ass and titties.
Hey. You should know.
Don't really want nothing.
You should know.
Talk a bunch of shit, motherfucker. Stop fronting.
You should know.
So what you saying, yo?
Keep playing, y'all niggas will burn.
You should know.
Fuck the whole world. Pick it up. I don't know why
y'all so highly regarded. You rhyme like you borderline mildly retarded. I show you what my father done started. I rhyme on a god level, the godliest artist. Y'all follow artists who target their audience, but not me. I target the artist, follow the target. Holding the strap, pointing at accenters, and that's when I tell them like Kobe the Shaq, you lazy and I'm tired of your jogging. Shoot at their feet till the dance start. I'm going ham in the slaughterhouse. Fuck you and your damn charts and your crowd participation. I'm putting a landmine under your stage. Had its place raining fan parts and call that shit crowd precipitation. I'm more premium than my own DJ and Pops, brother. I came out of my mama womb with a box cutter. Lyrical spitting image that mirrors the birth of Slim. None of these rappers could work with me. I work with them.
You don't really want nothing.
You should know.
Talk a bunch of shit, motherfucker. Stop frontin'.
You should know.
So what you saying, yo?
Keep playing, y'all niggas a burn.
You should know.
Fuck the whole world.
Yeah.
Prime. On the vocals. You have Detroit's own dwelling. Provide the instruments. Incomparable Adrian Young, and on the wheels of steel, DJ Premier. Yeah.
I say it and I say it again. I'm not the kind of person who come here to say what you like. I'm gonna tell you the truth whether you like it or not. Can I prove it?
Yes.
No more days like those.
You should know.
Like Japs, kamikaze, killer squadron, me. I be your sergeant, writing passion margin. My crew is always storming, so we constantly shine. Keep our ears to the rears, cause they clock from behind. We hear clicks, then smash chips down to micro. Wave like typo, on point just like we nitro. Glycerin is missing when you look inside my system, then you see deep waters. Drown from the slaughter, ain't no swimming in the murky. Your average raps can hurt me, tidal wave effect. Take you under, showing you no mercy. H2O fills your lungs as you blasted by the gun. Lyrical, spiritual, awaken, you my son. Now see through new eyes while we baptize them seas. Despise lies and all you tough guy wannabes, wannabes.
Deep waters, we teach the sons and daughters. The things the streets taught us, from slangs to tossing quarters. Live foul, flip styles, you was born to be a wild child. Head in the clouds, no doubt, look where I'm at now.
I beg your pards, we blaze with squads if you pray your hearts. We blast through bodyguards and Jews get swiped like metro cars. We vote thick chicks with bricks, cars and flavor leotards. Cause when it's time for Noah's bars, we go against the odds. Dow Jones never the phony rap, cause I'm the only app. Jump on and ride the genuine, just like that pony cat. The circle spins like a wheel and get deep. Yo, that's the deal, jump with the rail and feel it still. Oops, up side your grill, cause you lil. Like Kimma sees before I bounce, I squeeze. You're under seas, the deeper the water, you're bound to freeze. For the cheese, you drop it to your knees, fill it with ease, don't need to tease. I seize your body like a flock of fleas, we sting like bees. In the hood, just as we should, it's so good. Fellas trying to put out fires, but keep feeding them wood. You silly fools, stick. And out next, taking dives like pools. We got the tools to read between the lines. We dropping the jewels.
Deep waters, we teach the sons and daughters. The things the streets taught us, from slangs and tossing quarters. Live foul, flip styles. You was born to be a wild child. Head in the clouds, no doubt. Look where I'm at now.
Against all odds, no host barred. I will get even. Should've looked before leaping. Now I'm peeping through Venetians. Some said I was speeding. Greed to have a nigga reaching. Still I was sleeping. Didn't wake up till I was bleeding. Overnight I bust a saga. I puffed the tabla. Saw a car creeping from far. Looked like a Mazda. I kept a wide eye. Thought it might be a drive. By the door open on the inside, a couple white guys. I watched the night skies, dark gray, but still the moonshine. Feeding for funds, and knew they had to come in due time. These cats blew mine, dragging laundry bags of loot in Brooks Brothers suits. I kept my mouth on mute, heard sirens from the cops. After that came the shots, dope flying niggas dying, picking up what they dropped. Then I fled off the scene with a bag full of cream. Still they busting their guns as I run, people scream. Think I lost them, caught my breath, sat in the park for a sec. Bet the average man expect the bird to go to his nest. Set up a special task force, have me making fake passports. Escape from New York, some get caught at the airport.
Deep waters, we teach the sons and daughters. The things the streets taught us, from slangs to tossing quarters. Live foul, flip styles, you was born to be a wild child. Head in the clouds, no doubt.